那我们试试看。每次威廉在试，都发现我老了，那很多歌我都会唱。
Every time William leads the worship, I realize I'm getting old. There's a lot of songs I don't know how to sing.
啊，我想今天啊非常荣幸跟圣教堂最差的人来到我们中间啊。
It's an honor to introduce Dr. Tom.
我是第一次就认识他，因为那时候就是实习他的学生。
I've known him for more than 10 years because Sister Nancy was his student.
啊，这个我们本来只是负责跟 Western Seminary 这个看看他们能不能搬到我们会所里面来使用。
Sometime back, our church in Western Seminary was discussing if they could use this facility.
啊，但是最近因为一些特殊的原因，所以暂时不能进来。我们会用在 Santa Clara University 那个地方。
For some special reasons that they will not be able to use this facility, they have found a place near Santa Clara University.
但是我们还是非常高兴，我们还是有机会在属灵上能够从他们得到帮助。所以今天Dr. Tom带来给我们非常谢谢。
So especially very appreciate that we get to benefit from them in the spiritually, and that we're very thankful that Dr. Tom can be here today.
啊，虽然我没有直接上过Dr. Tom的课，但是其实那些也是回来会跟我分享。
So my wife always
came to
share with me.
So I
really appreciate
him. But in Western Seminary,
and he's
the academic
dean at Western Seminary.
And he's
also the professor for New Testament and also
hermeneutics.来跟我们讲到，我们是四年前刚刚现在读经的进度成就怎么样
？So today is also a test to see how well versed we are in the
Bible. 啊，这个测试要真的打。哈
哈哈哈哈哈。Trying to understand the understanding of the
TV. 啊，我们非常高兴那个Mrs. Stark 还有我们的 Karen Nancy， 对。实习完以后，在英文组，就查的会被全英文的这些姊妹们，就是有另外一堂新的主持人。
After the sermon, Dr. Tom would teach the English congregation the Sunday school.
啊，第一天是这堂实习的第一半课的时间嘞。
就是第一堂课的时间。
好，那第三时间交给大家。
Good morning. We're very privileged to be with you this morning. Hello,
大家早，今天高兴能够跟大家在一起。
I'm glad I'm here. I'm very, very privileged and honored to get to speak for God and before His people.
今天我很荣幸，特别是我的客人能够跟神的子民今天一起分享信息。
Thank you for welcoming us into your.Gathering this morning to be part of your worship time together. I was wonderfully pleased that God directed me to the passage in Sunday today that we are going to look at together, given your theme for the year about the Spirit.
我很感谢主，主带领我来跟大家分享的信息，跟今年在教会里的主题是很接近，是一致。
Perhaps you remember a couple years ago. Well, it was about the time that President Bush was to be inaugurated the second time in 2005.
大概在2005年当布希总统第二次登基就职的时候，就职典礼的时候。
One thing that caught my attention in the news was a flap about wanting to make it illegal to have any public prayers at that occasion.
我想当时呢，很引起我注意的呢，就是有一件事情，就是他们想要使那个公共的祷告成为，公共的祷告成为合法。
it makes me sad to see what's happening in our country. In recent years, military chaplains are becoming, have felt more and more censored in their prayers, unable to use certain words and expressions because of political correctness. Prayers in public schools were outlawed years ago, and prayers at public school functions are becoming fewer and fewer, like football games and so forth. One of the great battles in our society has to do with this interface between church and state. And prayer is one of those key battlegrounds. Prayer is something common to many religions. I believe somehow it's imprinted in our soul, in the human heart, by our Creator, that we know our dependence on the infinite. Life is in His hands, and somehow even the gods know this. As a little child, I would stop to pray, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." Catholics are taught to pray the Rosary. It's very common in churches to pray the Lord's Prayer. I'd like to encourage the frame of prayers that are recorded in Scripture. One particularly that God has wonderfully used in my life is the one that Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 1. We understand that life is not merely this physical existence that we see with our physical eyes and touch and smell and hear and taste. Life is also spiritual. Though we may be a little bit unclear at times of what that actually means, I think we should give attention to that very matter, defining what is spirit. Maybe the best we can do is to say that spirit is the immaterial. And being immaterial, it is not the kind of thing we know by our five senses or study in chemistry, not subject to the laws of physics. Spirit does not have mass, and it is not an issue in any science theories. But that does not mean that it is imaginary or fantasy or fiction. God is spirit, and He made us in His image.
Because
We are the only being created in Genesis chapter 1 that is or has spirit. Still trying to understand it, we're left with trying to nail jello to the wall. The notion of spirit is still very slippery. But once we have a clear understanding or blurry, I believe that by practicing the kind of prayer that Paul models for us here, we can become more and more spiritual. Another way to say it is, I don't believe we have to understand spirituality with great clarity before we can grow spiritually.
换句话说，我不觉得我们必须对属灵的这个事情，灵的事情了解得非常清楚，才能够我们在属灵上长进。
Maybe it actually goes the other way around.
或许应该是反过来的顺序。
So to the extent that we can understand, let us strive for that.
所以呢，为了我们要能够多了解，我们必须先实行，我们先做。
It's toward the end of the epistle, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, that Paul directed the church to pray at all times in the Spirit. But he didn't really define it, at least not on that occasion. Pray at all times in the Spirit. Maybe that sounds a little mysterious. Some might even say spooky. I don't know if that's a good Chinese word.
那个，因为保罗并没有像意义什么叫做在圣灵里播放的祷告，我们听起来可能会觉得很神秘，甚至有点有点。What
is spiritual praying? Is there any other kind?
那么除了在圣灵里祷告，还有没有任何其他种的祷告？
Paul articulated in Ephesians 2 different prayers in chapter 3 and also in chapter 1.
保罗呢，在以弗所书里有两次的祷告，一次是在第三章，一次是在第一章。
And both of these he expressly focused on spiritual matters.
在这两次祷告里面呢，他都是着重在属灵的事。
In the prayer in chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, you see that he prayed that we would be strengthened with power in the inner man by his spirit.
那么在第三章的祷告第十六、第十七节呢，保罗特别祷告说，让你们心里的灵，或是你们里面的人，就是圣灵刚强起来。And
he prayed that the Messiah would dwell in our hearts through faith.
而且他说，要让弥赛亚，救主呢，因着你的心住在你的心里。And
so that brings us to the prayer in chapter 1.
那我就先要来看第一章的祷告。It
is dense with rich wording and long sentences.
那保罗的祷告呢，他的用字用的非常的华美，而且字句很长。A
passage like this forces us to slow down and analyze it in bite-sized pieces.
像我们碰到这样子的经文呢，字句很华美，而且字句很长的时候，我们就必须要先慢下来，我们一点一点的。
Let me read for us, beginning at verse 15.
那我来导读，从十五章来读，十五节。
And I'll just read the whole thing through verse 19. For this reason, I, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease making mention of you, giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your hearts being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. which is in accordance with the working of the strength of his light. There's so much there, it would be easy for us to be lost in the trees and lose sight of the forest.
这里面这一段所讲的是这么的多，所以让我们很容易就迷失，很容易就失去重视。
Let me begin there and establish the main point, which is abundantly clear. Paul prays for one thing above all, that we would know God.
让我来把它置换一下。在这里呢，保罗主要的祷告呢，就是让我们能够真认识他，真知道他。
I pray that God may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
他说，我祷告呢。
Knowledge is a word that's associated with academics or is associated with interpersonal relations.
这个知道呢，我们可以有的时候呢是在知识上的知道，但是有的时候呢是在关系中的知道认识。
Knowing God is not merely informational.
我们要来认识神，不单只是在知识上认识他。He
is the creator of personhood because he is the original ultimate person.
他是创造人的那位造物主，所以呢，其实他是人的源头。We
gotta know that Paul thinks that what he is saying is important.
所以保罗呢，他在这里讲很重要。
We've got to believe he wasn't just casually tossing words around here and there to fill space, trying to sound pious. He's chosen his words carefully. He's praying for something they and we need. When Paul prays for Christians, he prays that we would know God. And in this he is modeling for us, praying in the Spirit. Paul is speaking here to people that he believed were already children of God. Just a couple verses earlier, chapter 1, verse 13, he says, You heard the word of truth, you believed in him, and you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. So we praise that God would give them this spiritual wisdom and revelation toward the knowledge of God. He means that he wants us to grow in that knowledge. This, of course, makes perfect sense in the whole phenomenon of knowing persons. Knowing people is categorically other than and higher than knowing arithmetic. Once you know 2 plus 2, there's no room to grow in that. But knowing people is dynamic and never finished.
但是对于人的认识呢，却是非常的活的，而且没有止境的。
Knowing God is like that times a thousand. And this knowledge of God comes only when God grants it, when God grants spiritual wisdom and revelation of Himself. Recall what Jesus said to Peter. Peter said, "You are the Christ." And Jesus answered, "Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
主耶稣说，这不是属血肉之体所能指示你的，而是父指示你的。This
is how people learn of God.
这就是人如何来认识神。This
is how all of us learn of God.
这也是我们如何来认识神。Only
by such revelation will folks up there learn of God.
也是唯有照这样的启示，人才能够认识神。God
works a miracle of turning on the light, we might say, the light of His truth, His glory in our hearts.
但是神呢，他把照明我们心中眼睛的这件事情做成，其实是一件神迹。
If God did not disclose Himself to us, we would be forever ignorant.
如果神没有把他自己启示给我们的话，我们永远都是无知的。
Of all the things Paul could have prayed for, and probably did, surely he prayed for physical health and relational reconciliations. The one thing he sees fit to tell us that he prayed was that we would know.
但是他选择让我们知道他的祷告呢，却是他希望我们知道认识神。或许对我们这也是个暗示，在保罗来说，没有其他的事情比这个更重要。Think
of it this way: if knowing God is most important, who do you need to pray to?
那我们来想，如果认识神是最重要的。
We can't even think of what number two is. Because second is so far inferior. Knowing God is the most important thing in all of life, in all of eternity. Nothing else comes even close.
但是神是最重要的是在所有的永恒里面，在所有的生命里面，其他的事情，甚至于根本就没有办法接近，超太远。Jesus
said it this way in His prayer in John 17:3. This is eternal life to know you.
耶稣在约翰福音第十七章的祷告第三节里面，他说：“认识那独一的真神，就是永生。”And
to know Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. As Paul continues, he expands what he wants us to come to know. In verse 17, the main point is to know God. In verses 18 and 19, then, he lists three facts or concepts that we might know. Three key words: hope, inheritance, power. Hope, inheritance, power. But before that, he makes the point that this is spiritual knowledge. At the beginning of verse 18, he speaks of the eyes of your heart, or the eyes of your understanding, being enlightened.
So
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4 that God, this world, has blinded the minds of the unbelieving. There's a sense in which all of us were born blind in our hearts. And God has enlightened our eyes, has made us sighted spiritually. So we're dealing here with the issue of spiritual knowledge and spiritual praying.
So what we're talking about is
is spiritual knowledge different from ordinary knowledge? I'm sure that there's something important there, but it's really hard for us to get a clear idea of it. And God gave us the Bible. He didn't really provide us a complete glossary of terms. But any spiritual knowledge, any material knowledge, rather, is known by our outer man intellect, who is afflicted by finitude and senitude. I said, "Who's there?" Good luck.
Okay.
All prayer is predicated on the fact that the eyes of our hearts have been enlightened.
但是呢，保罗在这里却说，希望我们心中的眼睛能够被照明。God
has given us eyes on the face, and He's given us eyes of the heart.
神呢，他们在给我们在脸上有一个眼睛，他也同时在给我们心里有眼睛。Spiritual
eyes are illuminated that we might perceive spiritual realities.
那我们属灵的眼睛被照明了，我们就可以看见属灵的事实。And
so in 2 Corinthians 4, he urges us to look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are unseen.
所以呢，在《哥林多前书》第四章的地方，保罗鼓励我们，要我们看那个看不见的事，不要让我们只是注意看得见事。
These outer man eyes are quite adequate for receiving visual stimuli and transmitting appropriate neural signals to our brains.
我们外面的眼睛呢，可以看见外面的事情，并且告诉我们大脑这些资讯。
And we can say much the same about our ears, our nose, our other senses. God has given us these for receiving stimuli, information about our physical world. And so that it can be transmitted to our brains, and we can process raw data, and we can know the physical material world and our situation in it. The hard sciences are about observing and analyzing our physical world.
Man
has invented various instruments, from microscopes to telescopes, to enhance our capacity to observe. But these instruments and these organs are utterly useless for observing and analyzing the spiritual.
但是我们人所发明的这些仪器，还有我们的感官，对于属灵的事情呢，就一点用处都没有。我们没有办法观察，也没有办法分析属灵的事。Paul
is affirming the truth that there is a non-material world.
而保罗在这里是说，还有一个非物质的世界。It's
a world that cannot be perceived through our ordinary sensory organs.
这个世界呢，我们没有办法用我们。
Elsewhere we are taught that God is spirit. And so, John 1:18, that's why John says, no man has seen God at any time. Paul says of God that he is invisible. He is spirit. We are going to know him. It will only be through spiritual sensory means. Perhaps this sheds some light on the concept we walk by faith, not by
sight.
So the seeing of the eyes of the heart is really about faith. It's an aspect of believing.
所以呢，这个属灵的眼睛呢，其实就是我们的信心跟这个心，我们的关系。
Inheritance, power. Did you really know the hope of his calling? His calling reminds us that we did not choose him. He chose us. He called us. God called us to be his children
forever.
The hope of his calling then directs our attention to the future, to the ultimate future, and the expectation of good. To be specific, Christian hope is about Jesus coming again.
换句话说呢，我们基督徒的指望呢，就是耶稣基督，耶稣基督的再来。
When he comes again, he brings in the consummation of salvation, glorification.
当他再来的时候呢，他就完成了在我们身上的救赎，还有我们的荣耀。He
gives us new glorified body, and he redeems us to dwell forever in new heaven and
earth.所以他给我们一个荣耀的身体，而且他就是祝福我们，让我们有让我们在新天新地里面居住。So
when we see with the eyes of our hearts.
当我们用心灵的眼睛来看的时候，那么我们就可以真实的来感恩我们所得到的这个永远的救恩，永恒的伟大。保罗说。
It's God saying, if you want to know me, meditate on the greatness of the eternal destiny that is yours because of my having chosen you.
换句话说呢，神似乎是在跟我们讲，如果你们要认识我，那么你们就必须要思考，要去默想你们的恩召，还有那个这将来的永恒。
The next phrase is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. That's the dense expression. How do we make sense of that? How do we unpack that? We take it a word at a time.
所以这一句话呢，我们怎么样来把它解开呢？我们是根据圣经来看。
Inheritance sounds like that which heirs receive when someone who made a will dies.
那基业是什么呢？就是当一个人写了遗嘱以后过世了，那他的那个他的继承人就得到这个遗嘱。
Paul has already used this word twice in this epistle.
在这卷书信里面，保罗已经用这个字用了两次。
In verse 11, he says, "We have obtained an inheritance."
在第十一节，他说我们也在他里面得了基业。
And in verse 14, he says, "The Holy Spirit is given as a pledge of our inheritance."
第十四节，这圣灵就是我们得基业的凭据。
He's saying that we expect to inherit great glory.
保罗在这里说呢，我们有一个盼望，我们将会要继承一个大荣耀。
But here in verse 18, he speaks of God's inheritance in the saints.
但是在第十八节呢，这里讲的是说神要在圣徒中得基业。
That may sound like a little bit of odd strange to some of us.
对我们有些人来说，这一句话听起来很奇怪。
Who has to die so that God can inherit something?
那到底是谁要死了，所以神可以继承的基业呢？
That's not the case.
但是这里不是这个意思。
Actually, this is a word that also could be translated possession.
这里的基业呢，其实也可以被翻译成来就是一个拥有的一个产业。
Many times in the Old Testament, God spoke of His inheritance, which is Israel. He says He uniquely possesses Israel as His own people. In Exodus 34:9, Moses said, O Lord, pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us as your inheritance. In Deuteronomy 4, Lord, you took and brought people out of Egypt to be the people of your inheritance.
生命记第四章，摩西也说：“主啊，耶和华你，就是你的百姓，出了埃及，成为你的产业。”
In verse 17, Samuel anointed King Saul to be king. Says, "Has not the Lord anointed you to be ruler over His inheritance?"
在撒母耳记第一章，在撒母耳记上第十章，在这边扫罗王当他被高的时候。那个撒母耳对他说：“耶和华高你，成为以色列的君，这以色列就是耶和华的产业。”
As Israel was God's inheritance, so the church is God's possession forever.
就好像以色列是耶和华的产业，教会也永远是神的产业。
When he speaks of the glory of his inheritance, then he's looking especially toward the day when we are glorified.
当他讲到这个产业的丰盛的荣耀的时候，其实神看到的是那一天，当我们得荣耀的时候。
Paul's amazing, stunning point here is that God is not unlike a child admiring the Christmas tree and the presents under it.
保罗在这里讲的呢
is.
保罗在这里讲的呢，就好像是，他讲神，他在这里描写神呢，就好像是这小孩子，他看见一个圣诞树的时候，他心里很，他看着圣诞树底下的那个礼物，那样子的一个带着充满惊喜的期待。其实呢，这些圣诞树下的礼物常常都不会是非常是完全的惊喜。
But you can open it to December 25. The amazing truth is that God is so excited about inheriting us.
But the amazing truth is that God is so excited about inheriting us.
When God looks at us, He doesn't see us the same way we see ourselves. He sees not so much what we are, but what He intends to make us. The glory of His inheritance in the saints. The riches of the glory of His inheritance. We
believe.
And we grow to appreciate that only as He gives us spiritual insight. This insight into God's value system. That's why this is important in terms of toward knowing God. God has this vast universe. He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. But what He's really excited about is this.
That's the value system.
Thirdly, the greatness of His power toward us to be. Power that corresponds to that which He exercised when He raised Jesus from the
dead.
It takes spirit eyes, the eyes of the heart, to appreciate this power. Tell the true man what my all-time heroes. American television show from the 1990s, sorry. Home Improvement. Okay, so what do you mean by
that?
I'm fascinated by power.
Okay.
Power. Barry Bonds, okay, he's not saying that he doesn't look at a Coke anymore. A tractor. I own a tractor. I drive a tractor. I can reach out there 18 feet, 20 feet, and scoop up a couple hundred pounds of dirt.
Okay, now a
I was doing that yesterday out in our yard. Diesel and my girlhood. That is wonderful power. I got out there with my hand shovel and said, I don't think so. How about Saturn V rocket that propels thousands of pounds of stuff up into space? We see pictures of the devastation from a hurricane or a tornado. The power of a tsunami. The power of a sunstorm shooting matters thousands of miles out from that gravity. A sunstorm. Sunspots. Never mind. Supernova? No. But none of these match the power Immortal, endless, indomitable life. God raised a dead man, Jesus. And he comes to raise us from the
dead.
No amount of diesel can copy that. And in Paul's expression here, he says, the surpassing greatness of his power in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. Wait, that's four different words that mean power. Power, working, strength, might. How many synonyms are there? And besides that, he magnifies the person by speaking of the surpassing greatness of the power. I wonder if Shakespeare could come up with a more elegant or poetic expression. It's just such a magnificent concept. We can't put the words together to say how grand God's power is. We just have to slow down and wonder as we attempt, as Paul attempts to communicate this. To marvel at God and His stupendous power. When we recognize and appreciate what He is expressing and describing, and we can never fully grasp it. Here too, we are beginning to know God. Find in this the prayer that Paul prays for the saints. Paul is the pastor in heart. Pastors, elders, hear me, hear Paul. This is how we're supposed to pray, what is he? This is not to say that Paul never prayed this way for himself. I think it is appropriate that we pray this for ourselves. Oh God, grant me spiritual wisdom and revelation to know you better. But if so, how much more should we be praying this for our people? Pray this for yourself. Pray this for your pastor, for the missionaries. When you go on a mission trip, write a prayer letter to your supporters. But especially, this is the pastor praying for the flock. We must believe this is their greatest need. That's what Paul did not include in his prayer. There's no mention of petitions for physical needs. I'm sure that Paul did pray for physical needs and mundane matters. Surely he prays for comfort and strength when a loved one is suffering some serious trial. But if we pray such prayers, how much more should we be praying this prayer? Our outer man concerns are not really our most important needs. Nor are these God's first priority. God knows our greatest need is to know Him. This much He is urging us, that we should pray for one another. Even when there is no particular time. And we pray this prayer for every Christian we ever meet for the rest of our lives. This is a prayer we never outgrow. I want to urge you this week to review this passage of Scripture numerous times. Meditate on phrase after phrase, word after word. Meditate on God, on His calling, His inheritance, His power. And pray for family, pray for friends, pray for your church, pray for your pastor, pray for your
people.
Pray at all times in the Spirit. That's from the Word. Let us pray. O God in
heaven,
we bow before you as the Lord of all. We thank you for deigning, for condescending to make yourself known to us. O God, reveal yourself anew and fresh to us. Grant us wisdom.
And
to knowing you. Make of this congregation what is your great, glorious inheritance. And we pray that through us the world may see you. What a great and wonderful Savior we have. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
In
the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Thomas, for the message. Appreciate it very much.
So his message not only gives us insight into the scripture, also important for our daily
life. 我们这首诗歌就结束，我们唱277首。
Let's sing a hymn of the conclusion.
刚刚讲的三个keywords是什么？
So what are the three keywords that
have been? 第一个hope，第二个power。可是我觉得我们真的需要一直在主面前很谦卑的求主真正开我们的眼睛。We
really need to come before the Lord and ask humbly for the Lord to open our eyes.
因为这三个都是很大的事情。All
these three keywords are great words.
而且这三个是从神发出的，然后是引导我们。
So these three words are of God and yet came to us.
我想你们能够看电视、TV秀主持人说，等一下会后所有的观众每一个人放一个iPad。
So if you watch a TV talk show, if the talk show host say that after the program, everyone will receive an iPad.
你说你上去什么？哦，直接说。Everyone will clap and then.
而且 when we talk about spiritual riches, the inheritance, oftentimes we do our faith does not match.
我们真的求神帮助我们，让我们真实心中的眼睛被开，让我们真知道他。
We ask the Lord to really open our eyes, the spiritual eyes, so that we can know Him.
177首，我们唱第一节、第二节跟第四节。第一节讲 inheritance, 讲丰富的 inheritance。 第二节讲这个超大的能力，第四节讲那个荣耀的盼望，我们就从一二三。
So we sing of verses 1, 2, and 4 about inheritance, power, and hope.
我也很多人世界中，跟着最终的引导路，跟着人世界的引导路。
今天的经文能够背的就背，不能背的我们把它好好的念一遍，好不好？也希望大家发歌，就是我们的这个礼拜跟这段的经文成为我们的祷告。
Let's read and recite for this passage and use this passage to meditate throughout the week.
主我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将大慈恩智慧和启示的灵赐给我们，真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使我们知道恩召有何等的指望，他在信徒间得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并向我们这信的人所行的能力是何等的浩瀚。我们一人来祷告，我们继续。主，我们谢谢你，早晨就是对我们说话。
Lord, we thank you for speaking to us this morning.
主，我们在这里真的是，我们向你呼求，来照明我们心中的眼睛。
We cry out to you that you may enlighten our understanding.
主，因为我们太多的认识都是在知识上的认识而已。
Oftentimes our understanding of you only are informational.
我们求你照明我们心中的眼睛，使我们真知道你。
We pray that you will enlighten the eyes of our understanding that we may know you.
使得知道你的恩召有何等的指望。
To know what is the hope of your calling.
知道你的圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And the riches of glory of your inheritance in the saints.
也知道你向我们这信的人所要行的能力是何等的浩大。
And also the power toward us who believe is so great that we.
主啊，但愿这三件事情成为我们圣。礼拜基督的祝福。
We pray that these things will be a great blessing for us this week.
让我们这个人活得真的是充满着荣耀的盼望。
That we may live a life that's full of glory.
充满了希望的能力。
And also the hope and the power from above.
让我们真的是在这里得上一切丰富的基业。
And that we may enjoy the inheritance.
好，让我们也都成为你荣耀的基业。
And we also become your position.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们把他的家和他的全家都交在你的手中。
And we also entrust that to God and his family in your hands.
我们谢谢你今天早晨给我们这样子在主里交通的机会。
We thank you for this opportunity for spiritual sharing this morning.
主啊，求你使用我们亲爱的弟兄成为更多人的祝福。
We pray that you may use our brother to be even greater blessing for many.
因为神将预备更多。
We're also preparing more vessels for the house of God.
保守我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹和朋友们。
Please keep every one of us here, including the friends.
让我们在你的爱中、恩典中、真理中不住的长进。
And we may grow in your love, in your grace and truth.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.